Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly will break down the game of the week. This time, he takes a look at Ray Rice and a little bit of no-huddle offense. Check out what he has to say in this segment of 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The Patriots took one on the chin last week, and so did my pick. But that doesn't matter now because the Patriots are headed to Baltimore for a Sunday night showdown. Now, a lot has really changed with these two teams. Even though they've seen a lot of each other over the last couple of years, there's a lot of differences. Baltimore, most notably, is running a lot of no-huddle stuff on offense. They're using a lot of Joe Flacco. But to me, still, it all comes down to one guy, number 27, Ray Rice. He is the head of that offense. You have to cut the head off and make sure you put it in someone else's hand. Rice can still get it done in between the tackles, even though they're using a lot of shotgun stuff. They're still running him. He's been very efficient, very effective in between the tackles. High average per carry. The Patriots' run defense has been superb in the early going. They have to keep it going in Baltimore. Now, the second part of that equation for the Patriots' defense is to get some pressure on Flacco, because I don't think he handles it very well. A lot of quarterbacks don't, but in particular, I think Flacco can stand there and pick you apart if you let him. He's a very talented guy with a big arm, but once you get some bodies around him, he's a different guy. We saw that with Philadelphia last week. He really wilted in the second half. I think Chandler Jones, again, I know we're putting a lot on this rookie, but he's been so impressive. Michael Orr is a solid left tackle, but he's not a star. I think this is a guy that Chandler Jones can get after. This is a key matchup for me, because if you let Flacco, like I said, if you let him pick you apart, he will. But if you can get some pressure on him, he starts to look at the rushers instead of the receivers. Chandler Jones, another big week. Now, with the Patriots offense, here's where some more of those changes are coming in. Both sides, the Patriots are running the ball a little bit more often than they have in the past, and Baltimore is without Terrell Suggs, and he's been a very important guy. We hear a lot about Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and those guys are great. They're Hall of Famers, and they've played very well against New England, but Terrell Suggs has been an absolute animal against the Patriots. They won't have to worry about him, and that's good news. I think Stephen Ridley can have a big game here. Baltimore has been a little susceptible to the run game in the early going. I think Suggs' absence is one of the reasons for that. I like to see Ridley a little bit early on, especially you try to get some clock running, grinding out drives. I think Ridley can do that between the tackles. But one guy they have to get blocked that I haven't mentioned yet is Haloti Ngata. And they've had some problems on the right side of that offensive line. They need to get those shored up. If they can protect Brady and get Ridley going, this could turn into a very interesting game. Okay, so like the Patriots, I'm not going undefeated this year. It's okay. We can get back on track here. However, I don't think people are going to like this pick. I like Baltimore in this one, and mostly it's because of the situation that these two teams find themselves in. I think Baltimore at home is a very, very difficult place to play. Sunday night, that'll be a hostile environment, and the Ravens are angry. They feel like they were wronged in their game last week in Philadelphia. The Patriots offense is still looking to find its way. They're going to have to try to implement Deion Branch, Kellen Winslow, some newer guys, some new faces into that offense. I think it's going to take some time. I do, however, think the Patriots will play a much better game. This is going to be a dogfight. I think the Ravens are going to come out with a 24-16 win, but it won't be easy. So those are my 3 points for the AFC Championship rematch. It's on to Buffalo next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.